The Algoma Veterinary Clinic is reporting a confirmed case of West Nile virus killed a horse in East Algoma. West Nile virus is a neurological condition that can affect the spinal column or the brain, and is usually spread by the bite of a mosquito that has fed on an infected bird. Clinic owner and veterinarian Dr. Keith Good says the horse succumbed to the virus and died about a week and a half ago. Due to privacy concerns, he couldn't say exactly where the horse was located when it died. "This one here developed weakness in its hind end. It got to the point where it had trouble standing," Good said. "It didn't really have seizures, but there were obvious neurological signs." Good said there's a vaccine available to horse owners that provides protection from the virus. "It requires 2 doses at least 3 weeks apart, and then probably another week to develop full protection," he said. "It's kind of a moot point at this time of the year, because by the time we get horses that have never been vaccinated before protected, mosquitoes will probably be gone for the season. The virus can't be transmitted from horse to horse, or from horse to human. Even infected horses have so little virus in their bloodstream that mosquitoes don't usually pick it up from a horse," Good said. "The transmission is from birds to horses." It's the first time the clinic has seen a confirmed case of West Nile virus in a horse since 2017.